show.
Is everybody happy? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Wolf. Worse than Watergate. That is how Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler describes the actions of the Bush administration when it comes. You want to scroll the prompter up so I can continue here? Now that's backwards. Turn it the other way.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, ain't life wonderful?
Oh, it is.
Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
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 Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
How about you, Paris?
Everybody can suck it.
We just got something from our friends at the Smoking Gun.
Something new?
Yeah, what they found is a prescription from Paris Hilton from 2003 for Valtrex.
That's a herpes drug, isn't it?
Valtrex is for genital herpes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Ew.
Only $20, though.
Really? Cheap. How many pills a day?
It does not say. It
doesn't say what's the hassle?
She got the prescription on January, February, March 2003.
So all those guys that you see in the tabloids.
That guy in the movie. Yeah.
That guy in the movie.
That guy in the internet movie.
He got it.
You know, if she got it, he got it.
Filthy and diseased.
We'll get right back to your calls for the Father's Day game. Check out our website, please, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Big news today. The whole show is now available, finally, for download.
Yay.
Including Buzz's news. And on the front page, check out our big, gigantic nerd Silver Surfer contest.
That's right. We're giving it away. And it's 12 feet tall.
Yeah. The 12-foot Silver Surfer.
And there are people that have been calling during the entire show about it, even though you've said you want a theme, you want a written essay.
A 100-word theme.
Why I want the Silver Surfer.
Statue.
Statue.
Or conversely, why I've never had sex with a woman.
Either way.
Might be two themes.
Either theme works. Hello. Don and Mike Show. And now back to what my dad doesn't know won't hurt him. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's John down here in Maryland.
Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
What's up, John?
Hey, I wanted to let you know that I've been a nurse for about 25 years. And
hey, how you doing, Fokker? Gay Fokker. You're a nurse.
Remember that joke in Meet the Parents?
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
Never mind, Fokker.
All right. Over my head. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Meet the Parents is a movie that not many folks saw.
Mm-hmm.
And even fewer people saw Meet the Fokkers.
Right. Well, I saw Meet the Fokkers.
I bet you saw Meet the Fokkers and you didn't see Meet the Parents.
I didn't see Meet the Parents.
Oh, yeah. That's what I always do. Go see the lesser sequel.
See the second one.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That's why I never saw Ocean's 13. I went to the second one. Yeah.
Yes.
Because everybody said the second one is going to be so much better than
the first one. And the one that's out now, horrible.
Well, I
found Ocean's 11. Kicks ass.
I found Ocean's 11 and 13 odd. But I guess that would be kind of silly. Anyway.
You found what?
Wait a minute.
Excuse me. Start over again. What are you talking about here?
The numbers. It was silly. 11 and 13 are odd.
Odd numbers.
Anyway.
Here we go.
The reason I'm calling is Tylox is tamper-proof. It was made tamper-proof in like 85, 86 because of a big Tylox scare, so you can't even get the capsules apart because they were sealed together at the factory.
All right, hold on. Just to be fair, let's ask the guy what year he did this.
Tony.
We've got him on one of these lines. Tony.
Yes.
How old are you, Tony?
I am 31, and I'm sorry, but it was less than that long ago. It was 5 years ago, and they came right apart. So I don't know what kind of nurse he is, but...
he's a gay Fokker nurse.
Not to be devil's advocate, but could the helper caller be thinking of when they changed Tylenol? Because that was an over-the-counter type deal. I don't know they would have changed...
Is John still on the line?
Nah, he hung up. All right, hold on there, Tony.
Because it was in 82 that they changed the Tylenol.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why would you make it? I mean, what tamper-proof mean? Well, you can't take the pill apart? I mean, how tamper-proof can a pill be? It's a plastic pill. I mean, if I wanted to take it apart, I could just cut it in
Tony,
half.
Calm down, Tony. We're not questioning you right now. Well, maybe we are just a little bit. Tamper-proof, Tony, would mean the capsule would be unable to be pulled apart.
Okay, so why wouldn't I just cut the end of it off?
Well, because then your father would know that you had tampered with
right.
it. Couldn't put it together.
But they don't, right.
But you know, Tony, you're getting very, very, very belligerent, and that's making me more suspicious.
Take a pill.
Well, I don't like a little nursey girl saying I'm lying.
All right, hold on, Tony. All right, hold on. Let's see if we got anybody else here.
I'm sure, right. guys.
Before we move on, I just have to, because I, you know, because here on Boston Legal, it's important to, you know, pass this, these things along. Why did he say, then why wouldn't I just cut off the end of it? Why did he even suggest that?
Yeah,
that's what I'm curious about. What was the reason he said that?
Denny Crane.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Ray.
Hi, Ray. Ray of Sunshine.
Radio deities, this is embarrassing. I may be shot for this, but when I was in middle school...
Go ahead, Raygun.
When I was in middle school, I guess my parents didn't know we had come back in the house, and I walked in on them having a little afternoon sex.
Yeah.
And we walked in right about the pre-money shot time, followed by the money shot.
Ooh. And so...
Oh, yeah,
so,
and did that get on? God.
No, that got deleted out.
Yeah.
But so, in essence, what you're saying is you walked in, your mom and dad were having sex. Your mom was doing something with the condom. And what is it that your dad doesn't know?
That we even saw it or know anything about it. I mean, we kind of snuck out the house giggling.
All right, goodbye, Ronald Reagan. Not everybody loves Ray. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hi there, Don. What is it your dad doesn't know?
When I was 13, I stole the parents'... MGB.
Parents.
That's a violation. That is a violation that cannot be tolerated. Parents is.
What not?
I'm going to write Don 13. Parents is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Chris.
Chris, what is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
All right, when I was 18, I'm 26 now.
All right.
But I used to borrow the good old work truck to go drive around and do whatever. But one incident, I picked up a lady friend of mine. We were doing a deed inside the truck.
Hey, it's a lady.
And the position that she was in, she had one foot on the windshield and one on the driver or the passenger side window. And with a good thrust, she cracked the windshield. So when I get home, I got to explain how the windshield got cracked, and I told him diesel, you know, rocks kicked up, and he kept telling me it looks like it was a push from the inside. It doesn't look like a rock when it hits the window. But
Chris, that's a nice one, just not thick enough, though, don't you think?
Very
guys?
Nice story, though, Chris. That was a good story.
Thank you. We
he cracked the windshield with his lady.
Hello. It's a lady. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Jim.
Jimbo.
Hi, Jim.
Jimmy hey. Cracked corn, and I don't care.
Yeah, when I was, I guess.
Hey, it's
I was
a lady.
Eighth grade.
Jim, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, we used to live overseas.
Debut.
And,
I'm doing everything from ladies' man now.
Debut.
Debut. I don't like it in debut.
You have no idea.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We were just talking about another caller, but you were in eighth grade, and you were overseas, and it's something to do with the butt?
What happened?
Oh, no. Nothing about the butt.
Oh, but, too bad.
Yeah, so we used to go to the embassy all the time, the American embassy, and my dad worked for the service in the Army, and the embassies were all lined
up. Did you have a suite there?
The American, the Canadian, the Russian, yada, yada, yada. So
embassy suites. You know why I made that joke? I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night, Holiday Inn Express, whatever.
Just you can take care of it. You can do surgery.
Come on, well, what is it your dad doesn't know, please?
Yeah, get to the point, Jim.
Please.
Jim.
Jim.
Damn it, Jim.
Well, I still got a chance to write down Jim, eighth grade overseas.
Hello, Don and Mike. Put butt.
And,
even though it didn't have something to do with his butt, we thought it did.
And Chris, 17, cracked windshield with his lady.
Hey, it's a lady. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Kofating Ash. Why do I have that stupid movie committed to memory?
Because it's silly. It's funnier now than it was then.
Hey.
Hold on a second. Hey. Who is this?
Hello, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on the line. My
Who is this?
My dad doesn't know.
Who is this?
What's your name, sir?
Oh, Gary.
Gary. Gary, what is it Daddy doesn't know?
He doesn't know that he's solely responsible for teaching all the kids on our street where I grew up about the birds and the bees, because when my mom threw out his entire Playboy collection, I happened to find it at around the age of 9 or 10 years old.
You shared your dad's Playboys with a neighborhood of friends.
Bye!
It's a lady!
Vermont Teddy Bear. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's a lady!
Hello, who's this? What's your name? Any idea?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name?
I'll be Tim.
You can't say that. Damn it. That's got to be the That's two out. Today that yeah. didn't see the light of air that were pretty damn funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What be thy name?
Max.
Max, what is it your dad doesn't know?
I don't know, but I wanted to ask them if they would do Paris Hilton if they knew she had herpes.
First off, you're talking to us.
Today. Yeah, you're on the air with us right now.
And yes, I would do her with your nose if she had herpes.
My nose?
Okay, yep. Yes, your nose.
So you would get nasal sores.
You get herpes in your nostrils.
And I'm going to write you down here, Max. Max, nasal sores.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is this Joe?
Yeah, right.
You're a dick.
Yeah, what do you want to do about it, huh?
Damn. I wish I could come down there and strangle your ass.
Yeah, me too, dear. Man.
Yeah, just like Phil. Just drive over your head.
Oh, dear.
Hey, don't call me names like an F.
Well, you know.
That's not right, and you shouldn't give death threats.
Don't you think Don and Mike might be pissed at you?
I don't know. You know, the way you kept hanging up on me? I don't think so.
I think Don and Mike would probably hate your guts.
Oh, my God. This is Don.
Oh, jeez. Knock it off. Come on.
I wanted to tell Mike that...
No. Wait a minute. What are you doing?
What is it with the language, dumbass?
You are on the air, and you're using all that language. Knock it off.
Okay, I will knock it off, but Joe was being a total...
No, but just watch your mouth.
What? Do you want? Are you calling for the contest?
We're doing a contest right now.
I know. I was trying to get a hold of you a lot earlier, and now I know it's you. Duh.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, Mike. Yes, I wanted to say that it was a little flashback thing that Phil was up there. He was there in the restaurant.
Shut up about the Sopranos.
We're doing a game here.
I know.
Christ.
I mean, first we had Max with nasal sores, and now you.
Why don't you just suck it? Suck it! Suck it!
Wow, did it take me... How long did
you
it
do
take
not win the trip to see Frank Caliendo at the Borgata. You do not win the Silver Surfer.
I know.
Hang up.
All right, bye.
Take this piece of sour candy and suck it.
Oh, damn.
What?
I did not get his name.
Everybody can suck it.
He will be known as Mr. X. And underneath that, I write, suck it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi there. Are they deleting that out now? I hope they're not, because I see that green light going off. We're simply telling people to enjoy an all-day sucker.
That's right.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What's your name?
David.
David, how can we help you today?
Oh, I'm calling with the contest deal.
Oh, very good. We're playing a contest right now.
The contest deal.
That's a good thing.
A contest is on.
What is it?
That's great.
What is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
I went to NC State for 2 years, but he actually paid for 5.
Uh-huh. How's that work?
How'd that happen?
Well, I went and registered. And they sent him a bill, and he paid it. And NC State had this deal that if you dropped out, within 5 days, you got 95% of the money back.
So how many years? So how many years are you alleging that your dad paid for college that you didn't go?
Three.
How could that possibly be?
I don't doubt that he's a college dropout.
Oh, me too, Mike.
Yeah.
No, he's actually a doctor.
No, I'm talking about you moron.
I'm talking about you.
What do you use
but
the
you
money?
See, isn't it? Doesn't it work that if it's a refund that's given, the school notifies the parents.
Dad goes,
yeah, because I was an adult. They don't notify the parents because I was over 18.
All college students, most of them are over 18, except for the prodigies.
I have a
Hello,
as you may know, I have a son that's in college, and I can guarantee you that even though stuff comes addressed to him, I get a copy of everything because I pay the bill.
Right. Well, I was 600 miles from home.
Well, my son is my son. Like that matters. My son's 1,000 miles away, and they still send me the bill.
I'm just telling you. That's the way it happens.
Can you just explain to us how it is?
You're making it sound like what? You pocketed the money for college?
95% of it.
So you mean North Carolina, is it North Carolina State you said?
Yeah.
So you're saying that NC State simply gave you for 3 years in a row a check for thousands of dollars? Written out to you?
Right.
How much total?
Well, it was about $10,000 a semester, so it's $20,000 a year.
Well, how much did you pocket total from the school?
95% of $60,000.
And how much would that be?
$45,000.
And why would they have not sent the refund back to your father?
Right there, I'll tell you that. $45,000. Hold on, I just have a point of reference. $45,000 is not 95% of $60,000.
No, I don't do math very well.
That's because you dropped out of college.
I didn't finish college.
And you stole that money from your dad?
Yeah, basically.
Your dad's a doctor.
That's why after I'm 50 years old and he still doesn't know.
How old are you?
He's full 50. Of it. Yeah,
he's so full
dad
of it.
You said you're 50?
Yeah.
What year were you born in?
1957. Well, June 15th, actually.
He might well be 50, but I'd like to know what college cost $10,000 a semester 32 years ago.
Good question, Robbie.
It was NC State.
Because that would be $40,000 a year.
That's awful.
$30,000 a year.
That's semesters. There's two semesters.
All right, so even twice a year.
$20,000 a year, and that's just for your education.
And that's
room
how
and
many
board?
Years ago?
Right.
32 years ago, if he's 50.
It wouldn't have been
that. That was in 1978.
No. You know what? You're a liar.
Yeah, you're lying, David.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. 1978.
Yes. No, you're lying.
Your dad knows.
Your dad knows. We already told him.
He might. He's never said anything.
He might know.
He might. Now he might.
Dad.
And 1978 wouldn't be when you were in college.
Oh, yes, it wasn't. Graduated from
1976. That's 20 years later. If he was born in 57, it's entirely possible he could have been in college when he was 20.
Maybe still, yeah, I guess.
He went 2 years.
David?
But the money thing is what bothers me.
Have you disappointed your father?
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Mm. All right, hold on, David. Hold on. Mm. Hold on. Just a second. Let's see what else we got. Hello. Don and Mike, who's this? Hello.
Hey, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What is it your daddy doesn't know, Kathy?
I called to tell you that the guy was in the North Carolina State.
Yes, ma'am.
That he's telling the truth. They do make the checks out to the kids.
Hmm. What a freaking ripoff.
I know.
Wow.
Thank God my kid didn't go to NC State.
No, but he's telling the truth. My son just graduated from there last year, and they would make him out. When I found out what was going on, I threatened him. I said, mail him home.
But you knew. You found out.
Yeah.
Kathy? This is completely off the wall, so please bear with me. You don't know David, do you?
No.
All right.
Hey, it's a lady.
No.
So he's not my son.
But.
All right.
Hold on, please.
Kathy backs David.
Well, even though this guy is going to say...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I am sorry, Buzz. Unless World War III broke out today, we must continue with this
in
our next break.
I understand.
There's got to be a better one out there.
Let me just say that after hearing that lady, and we'll do some research during the break, if it is entirely possible, that might be a good one.
Yeah.
It might be.
It's still David,
it's just the
though.
Guy's such a dullard.
Yeah, it's still David. It's like, he might know. That's what he said also. Yeah. He might know.
Yeah, might know already.
The doctor might know.
Let's get rid of him.
Yeah. Good.
Let's throw him back. It's a catch and release. Bye, David.
David, we're gonna send you on your way.
Okay.
Catch and release. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, polite to the end.
And that normally is our litmus test. Uh-huh. If someone is lying and we come back and we say, we're going to throw you right back, and if they say,
okay,
that's it. Yeah. Hello, signed, sealed, delivered, guilty.
Yeah. Now, I'm very curious about this fact that this lady, Kathy, said. that they you can go to it. Just it seems to me you'd have it happening all the time.
Yeah,
you can go to college, drop out, and they will mail you a refund of your tuition. That just doesn't make sense.
The only way it could possibly make sense is if the student paid in the first place. But the refund would have to go to the source of the money.
You know what? I am going to have to break in here because I just remembered something. I'm calling my kid right now because this is going to be proof that guy was telling you the truth.
Okay. It's scary.
It is.
Hello, are you there? Oh, he's not there. He's doing something else.
Is this about the where the checks go and all that?
Yeah. Because Bart missed one semester.
No one is available to...
Bart missed a semester when Frieda passed away.
Right.
So he has one extra semester to make up.
Right.
And he's doing some of it this summer and some of it in the fall. I happen to know that one of the classes that he signed up for, he did not need. So what he did was he went in and he unregistered from that class, mm-hmm. and they gave him a check for, in this case, it was like $2,000.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just remembered that.
Even though you paid for it.
Yes. And this happened just a month ago.
No wonder he didn't pick up his phone. He's out.
He's gone.
He's in Vegas. Right.
Why did he give me the money?
Wow. So it's the honor system.
He gave me the check.
He gave you a stack of 10 $1 bills.
If he hadn't told you, you would have known anyway, though, right? They would have notified you. You would have gotten a letter.
You know, here's the thing. I'm trying to think of if I got like one of those yellow cards. Hey, bud, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Hey, dude, we're just having a discussion about college and if you can get money back, if students can get money back. And I was talking about that class that you were going to take this summer, and then you didn't need it. And when you dropped it, when they refunded that class, it was like $2,000. They wrote the check out to you, and you gave it to me, right?
Yeah, I left it at home.
Right. No, I'm not busting your balls about this, Barney. We're playing a game, and we just don't believe somebody on the phone, and I forgot this just had happened to me in real life. Hello?
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Okay. All right,
dude. I dropped the class. They refunded me the money, and because I had put it on a card with my name and my name, then they sent me the thing back to my
Okay.
Hold on. Maybe because he had his credit card that has his name on it. Uh-huh. That's why they did that.
That's different. But if it had been in your dad's name, they would have notified him, right?
Oh,
They would have notified your dad, right?
I don't know. It depends where the billing address for that card would be. And I don't know.
Hey, Bart, what we're trying to do, we're having a discussion about the fact that if your parents pay tuition, and then you go down to school and you decide to drop out, if you can get a check for the tuition and kind of live on that, if the system can be abused that way, and we were just curious about that. Do you know of anybody?
The only other hitch in that plan would be one of the reasons it got sent to me is because I changed my legal address down here. I have a South Carolina driver's license.
Ah, that's right. All right, well, who knows? Barney, is it your experience that someone who goes to your college, to Clemson, have you heard of anybody getting money back? Like, if they dropped out, did they get the money back?
No, I haven't heard about that, but I'll keep it in mind for next semester.
All right, good.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I love you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Bye, bud.
Our research staff has come up with the fact that the average cost of a year of private school in 1978, or is this a semester, John? Semester.
Private college?
Yes, $4,000 a year, which means NC State would have to be 2.5 times more expensive than the average.
Which it wouldn't have been.
I don't think it would be. There's another reason that the story is flawed.
And also kind of scares you as to where tuition was.
Yeah.
And where it's headed.
Where it's going.
Which is why I homeschool my children.
Wow.
Through their doctorate.
What could go wrong?
All right, so let me see. We've still only got the one guy?
Yeah, we've got Tony still, who went and filled his dad's pills with sugar. We had John, Ray, Don, Chris, Jim, Gary, Tim, Max, David and Kathy, and Mr. X, who we said, well, we can't say that, I guess.
No.
Blanket.
He had to be deleted out. All right, we'll try to wrap a bow around this gigantic turd.
I sure like that Gary story where he shared the Playboys with the neighborhood boys.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.